experience in this area. What do you do with these coins or you can't see them very well? And I was talking about that. And he was just making the observation to me about where these coins, where they're finding these coins now. He said they're actually, it's the grave robbers that are coming up with these coins that they find these days, which I can say mine, we didn't rob any graves. We just found them out in the field. But he said, yeah, he said they go in and there's, in that grave, all that's left of those coins, and they take them out, and they can make a lot of money off of those ancient coins. I'm thinking, boy, if that isn't this story. You live for, I got to have this money, I got to have this money, at least bury it with me so I've got that when I'm... And then they even steal out of your grave. You're not going to take it with you. It's not going to go beyond this life. 100 years from now, we won't be here. The things we're pouring our lives into will be gone. Our homes will be gone. Our cars, our money. So we're in great trouble if we're not seeing beyond ourselves and seeing beyond this life. Some of you here today have never confessed Jesus as your Savior and Lord. You're just like the rich man, living your life without looking beyond this world. Jesus is the only way to have life beyond this world. Others of you have professed Christ, but your priorities are way out of whack. Your brother's inheritance is more important to you than your brother. You say, how do I change? Jesus' words are so clear. This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself that is not rich toward God. Take the negative out of that, and I think we have the answer. You can escape trouble only if you learn how to be rich toward God. Now that raises the question of how do you do that? What does that look like? If the solution for stockpiling is becoming people who are rich toward God, how can I tell if I am rich toward God? And if I'm not, how can I become rich toward God if this is so significant? The question, how can I become rich toward God, or how can I tell if I am rich toward God, is answered by Jesus in what follows in this 12th chapter. Beginning in verse 22, Jesus begins to speak to the disciples, and he gives them a series of very pointed and practical commands. If you scan 22 and following, you'll see Jesus answering in very practical terms how to be rich toward God. We don't have time to teach through this now. I do want to come back to this later because as we're finishing up our growth groups tonight, there will be some very practical challenges on how to be rich toward God in 2011. And we're going to be challenging ourselves as a church to consider those practical implications from the book we've been reading together the last 2 months. And I want to then follow up by coming back to this passage in the future and developing this more carefully. But I don't want to leave you hanging this morning. I want to point out to you in the form of 5 questions what Jesus says are the keys to being rich toward God. I put them in the form of questions. The first question is, are you worrying about the things of this life? That's verses 22 to 30. If so, if I'm worrying about the things of this life, it's an indication that changes need to happen so I can become rich toward God. If I'm worrying about the stuff of this life, it means my heart really isn't set on the things that are on God's heart. He has a lot to say about that in 22 to 30. Question number 2, are you seeking first God's kingdom? Verse 31. Well, verse 30, he says the pagans run after such things, but you, verse 31, seek his kingdom and these will be given you as well. We have a father who has a kingdom and we're to seek his agenda first in our lives. And if we're rich toward him, that's exactly what we will be seeking. People who are rich toward God are thinking about God's kingdom and ways to use what they have received and ways that will advance his kingdom. The third question is simply, are you using your possessions for heavenly purposes? I get that from verses 32 to 34, like verse 33. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Jesus says, don't hoard what you have. This is not what a person who's rich towards God does. Sell what you have, use it. Use it in ways that will help those who are in need. Number 4, are you living as a servant? That's verses 35 to 40. Are you living as a servant? A person who's rich toward God is doing that. Verse 35 says, be dressed ready for service. This is not my world. It's the Lord's world. And so when I have an unexpected bumper crop, my response is, what am I going to do with my crops? No, it's going to be, wonder why my Father has chosen fit to give me these extra things I wasn't anticipating, because they're His. I'm His servant. Wonder what He wants to do with this. And then thirdly, are you faithful? Are you a faithful steward of your master's possessions? That's 41 to 48. We have been entrusted with much, says verse 48. But again, it's not ours, it's His. And if we're rich toward Him, we will seek to be faithful stewards of what has always belonged to Him, and that for which we will give account to Him. I told him I had a Ford. What kind of car do you have? I've got a Ford. I didn't even want to get into the conversation with him. It was true, I had a Ford. Didn't even want to talk about the other three with him. How about you this morning? A lot of stuff entrusted to us. A lot of stuff. May God give us eyes to see how He wants us to use this stuff for Him. Father, You are so generous. We really need Your help right now. I need Your help. You have blessed us with the privilege of living in a land of such abundance. We are so prone to look at the people around us and compare ourselves with what they have. People we can see. When there's 95% of the world that has so much less than what we have. Father, give us eyes to see what You're wanting us to see in terms of what needs to happen now. Thrill us with the great privilege that is ours to live as servants and stewards, to seek first Your kingdom. Give us insight as we talk about this together as a church family. We don't know what this really is going to look like. We just know that we can't be like the world around us. You've called us to something much higher than that, kingdom living. Give us insight to know what that will look like, and we'll thank You for it. In Jesus' great name we pray this. Amen.